All right, let's get right to it. This is your boy, Trap Boogie, a.k.a. Rank Dog, a.k.a. Travis, a.k.a. whatever podcast coming from you live. I'm walking. So I like to do my podcast walking. And I think better that way. And I'm not doing this for the clout. So let's get this correct right away. But let's talk about all these shootings and the stuff that's going on with the police again, man. It's getting crazy. It's getting out of hand. It's getting crazy. It's open war, man. You know? It's getting out of hand. It's getting absurd. And then you got Trump talking about if people are going to be rioting, there's going to be shooting. Get the hell out of here, Trump. You're a moron, bro. You're a piece of shit. Defending these pigs, these innocent fucking people getting shot. Whatever it is. You know, just this weekend that passed, today is May 30th, Saturday, 2020, at 6:40. But last weekend, two people got shot by Jersey State Troopers in the same day. One of them was from the hometown, Poughkeepsie, New York. And they're not telling you much about what's going on. And I keep looking online, trying to figure out what's going on. I'm calling up to figure out what's going on. And they're not getting no information out. The stuff is messed up. How to get away with it. Then in Minnesota, you know, Minneapolis. And everything that's going on, they're getting away with too much, man. And then they got these celebs getting on TV. Me and my buddies called it. We knew that that's what was going to take place. These celebs are going to get on TV and tell you to stay home while all this is going on. Social distancing. Why? Why should we listen to them? Because they celebrities? Fuck out of here, man. Shit is crazy, man. What makes them so special? Like, this shit is sickening, man. It's all a gimmick, man. It's all fraud. You know? Justice needs to be served, man. With these police shooting innocent people, man. Stating that a person had a gun. Or he thought he saw him with a gun or whatever. And then, oh, he didn't have his body camera on or whatever. I thought that was required. I thought it was required now for officers to have be equipped with body cam. You know? I know how these pigs work, man. They can turn it on and off anytime they want by certain ways. Like, they get away with fucking talking about, you know, for instance, when I got pulled over, when I went up top to do my time, they got it. I know what he did. He turned his car on and off. That way, it took footage of me afterwards. Because he tried to say I ran the stop sign. Where was the footage before then? It's all a bunch of bullshit, man. It's like, but they ain't got body cam, or they can't find a gun, or whatever. It's not right, man. It's open season, man. You know, they've been shooting people, man. Shit is just crazy. It's like, as soon as you get pulled over, man, or if you're walking and doing whatever, have your phone in your hand, man. Start ready to live everything, chat live everything. Because cameras don't lie, man. Cameras don't fucking lie. Cameras do not lie, man. I mean, yeah, you can do shit with it. But that's if it gets in the hands of people that fucking do all types of trickery and fuckery. Like these clout chasers. Or these clickbait motherfuckers. But if I'm recording something live, that's like if I'm walking right now and a police comes up on me, I'm putting shit on Facebook Live automatically. Fucking live. Right away. And can't nobody fucking fuck with that footage. Nobody can. Because it's in my hand. And people gonna see what's going on because it's live. It wasn't recorded and then was able to fucking be edited. No, it was live while it was happening. Not right, man. Like, shoot for the leg. You know what I'm saying? It's what the fuck you got tasers for? You know? Automatically want to fucking fire off 50 fucking shots. That shit's crazy, man. Outrageous. Like the one dude that fucking, Indiana. There's two shootings within fucking the same day out there. But that one kid that was, on Facebook Live, doing a chase, and he was, had it live. And cops had to say he had a gun. Now, when he was driving, I had his shirt off. You could see clearly he didn't have no pistol on him. You could see that clearly, because you would have been able to see it tucked in the waist or whatever. And when he dipped out the car, you seen it. There was no way for him to fucking grab a pistol. They try to say they stunned him, but he came at him with a gun, but they can't find the fucking gun. And then the cops went excessive with the shots. You know what I'm saying? And then afterwards, the camera was still rolling on his live, and you hear him talking some foul shit. Like, these guys are straight disrespectful, man. They don't give a fuck. You know? It's fucked up, man. Forgive me, Lord, for cursing, man. I'm a man of the Lord. I'm not perfect. You know, but I'm getting fed up. The media is the worst. They hype this stuff up. They the worst. They the instigators of this. They give you the wrong information, try to misdirect you in the wrong direction, and you gotta do your own history on it. They flash it in bold lettering what you think you should see. They the worst instigators. Same thing with these fucking media outlets when it comes to what's real. They clout chase, they fucking support rats, rapists, sex offenders, dirtbags. And then they take stories from another person, that story, and just copy what that person other said. And then just put a complete different hashtag or whatever it may be. And it has nothing to do with that. So then you click on it. That person's got his views. And it's too late because you already clicked on it. It's fucking sad, man. It's a travesty. It's bad. You know? You know, I don't know what happened with the shooting that happened in New Jersey on the highway with the state troopers, New Jersey police. But one thing's for sure, fucking, they not letting us know nothing, and it's been a week now. They keep covering up shit You keep covering it up, and covering it up, and covering up, and covering up. You keep coming up with some bullshit. People want to hear the fucking truth, man. And it was like 4:30 in the morning, 5:30 in the morning when that happened. You know? They just quick to shoot now. There's no other alternative. They just quick to fucking pop you. Quick to grab your gun and shoot you. You know, quick to fucking be on it. And it's just, and those people that are supposed to protect and serve are the same scumbags that are protecting and serving in the penitentiary system that are killing fucking innocent ones. That get away with it. That smack somebody upside the head. That it's just annoying. You know, this is the stuff that these so-called celebrities and people should be talking on. I challenge you on that. I challenge you to do something about that. About the lice that are behind the wall. People that just want to do their time and get it over with. That are just going to pay their debt to society. That just want to get it over with. But no, you'll have these cocksucking COs instigate shit. So they have a reason. You know? Nowhere in the rule book or wherever does it say that they can go upside the inmate's head and smack him or kick him or punch him or whatever. Or cover up an incident and tell the inmate, you better say you fucking fell down the steps or whatever. Nope. But they get away with it. Why? Because nobody talks about it because that's irrelevant. People want to fucking support rats and fucking chumps. It's a damn shame, man. It really is. It's fucking pathetic, yo. It's a fucking shame. And it gets me pissed. You know, it seized me. Like, it just, it sits there and it just lingers. Like, I'm not kidding you. I get fucking angry when I think about it. I get angry when I fucking think about it, man. Ridiculous. They can come out of pocket and call you an asshole, call you a retard, call you a dumbass, call you a moron. It may sound like small stuff, but y'all don't understand. Who the fuck are they to verbally abuse you? You know? They wouldn't say that shit to you in a fucking corner store. They would not, never, dare, ever in their life, ever, ever. I don't give a fuck if it's a Walmart, a Whole Foods, Hannaford, ShopRite, whatever fucking supermarket, whatever it may be, gas station, whatever. They would never come out of their pocket and talk about calling you an asshole, a dumbass, and think about smacking you upside the head. What's the difference? Yeah, you still got a record. You didn't. Instead, you already paid your debt to society. While you're in there, you're paying your debt to society regardless of how much time you got left. Some ain't getting out, some are getting out. But they would never fucking ever smack somebody inside a fucking quick check. I wish they would. You fucking kidding me? Like, it's not even worth our time to wild out, but it's just the fact that you know you're not that same person. So why don't you keep that same energy regardless? Because you know you're not fucking about that shit. You know you got that radio to back you up. You know you can make it look like fucking it was all the inmates' fault. And these are the people we got running, protecting us. And it's sad. It's fucking sad, man. It pisses me off, yo. You know, like, I'm more get angry about these cocksucking COs that are behind the fucking wall doing this shit to people that fucking get away with this shit. That fucking are hands down with inmates for no fucking reason. For real, man, shit ain't right, yo. And people don't say nothing about it. They get out and they fucking forget where they came from. They forget because they free now. Fuck that, man. That shit ain't right, yo. As we speak right now, somebody's on their way to chow. And you got these cocksuckers ice grilling you, wishing you would say something. Like, for real, some dumbass shit, man. Calling you fucking names. Who the fuck are they to call you a name? Like, they got no right to call you no fucking name. Your job is just to watch us. Your job ain't to call us no assholes or retards or dumbasses or dummies or fucking motherfuckers or whatever types of names y'all calling us. You wouldn't say that shit in front of the warden. You wouldn't know. Hell no. But the sergeant and the lieutenant are all fucking in cahoots. If you in the small box, the lieutenant or the sergeant will tell you, oh, don't feed that inmate. So they listen to that cocksucker. And what type of person takes pride in not feeding somebody? You know, like, you gotta really hate your fucking life not to take pride in not feeding somebody. To really enjoy knowing that you're not gonna feed this person today. We gotta be a fucking piece of shit. Like, a low-down, dirty, scrawny, grimy, fucking, cock-sucking, fucking piece of shit to fucking be that way. And it sucks because everybody has a job. Nobody forced you to sign up for that work. You should be fucking happy. I'd be happy as a motherfucker. What? I go home every day. They dumbass excuse, bro. I only go home and then I gotta come back. So what? It's a fucking job, motherfucker. You can go out and use your cell phone after you're done with work. You can go to the store. You can go eat good food. You can go hug your wife, your kids. Fuck you mean? You miserable. You abuse it. Y'all the ones that got shoved in lockers and got beat the fuck up when you was young. That's the type of fucking lifestyle you guys are on. The type of lifestyle you guys fucking living. But I don't know anything, right? I'm just an average person that has no fame or nothing, so my word doesn't mean nothing. I stand for nothing, right? My words don't mean shit in life. I don't stand for nothing. I'm just a piece of junk. That's what it is, right? That's exactly what it is. All it is. Chasing clout, you fucking douchebags. Pissing me off, man. You know? I understand I broke the law. I understand that. So I gotta serve my time. But why should I have to deal with getting thrown up on the wall and telling this fucking clown? You even think about smacking me, I'm coming off this wall. Now, I gotta fucking worry about coming off this wall and getting the shit beat out of me, because I'm not just gonna get smacked around like I'm some fucking chump. Because they figure they can do it, then they're gonna do it again and again and again. So you're in no-win situation. Yes, there's random searches. I understand that. But sometimes they just pick the same people over and over and they fucking antagonize you. Like you get up against a wall. Hey asshole, get up against the wall. Like asshole, what the fuck is wrong with you? I try to wonder, like asshole, what the fuck, who the fuck you calling an asshole? That's what I mean, like, a dumbass, a retard. You would never, motherfucker, say this shit in a quick check if you saw me right now. You'd run for your fucking life. You'd play retarded. And you know what? Because I'm a bigger man, I wouldn't say a fucking thing to you. I'd just laugh. And fucking pull out my fucking phone and fucking record it live. And be like, yep, there goes a piece of shit that was fucking talking tough behind the wall. But now that he's out here in public, he ain't saying shit. How many fucking people I see come to this quick check during shift change or whatever when they're coming home or going to work? They ain't got that same energy when they're behind the wall. Nah, that energy is dead. Gets me tight, man. Fucking really gets me frustrated. You know? Like, just say somebody that was hell-bent on revenge. Right? That was hell-bent on revenge. And they really fucking wanted to fucking get payback. And really want to get payback. So they'll make it their mission to fucking plot and scheme and catch you. At whatever town it is. Just say somebody that was in fucking downstate of Fishkill. There's a couple ways in. That's it. You got the Dunkin' Donuts up the road and you got those gas stations that we all know they go to in the morning times. Now, what? Just say somebody's just hell-bent on fucking getting revenge. They're going to wait every day until they catch your ass. Or if you're in Ulster, reception, they're going to go to these gas stations. I'm telling you, man, fucking... And then when shit pops off, it's all the person's fault. It's all the person's fault. Meanwhile, the person tried letting you know this when things were going on while he was in there. But no, y'all didn't want to listen because fucking y'all ripping up shit. Albany thinks it's a game and all that. But now he's free. So now he has a say. So now he can be part of the equation. Now he can make himself handle the situation. fucking joke, man. It is, man. Gets me irritated, bro. Mad because when you're in there, Aubie don't give a fuck. When you're out, they like to pass the buck. If I say Millionaire March is needed, man, in front of Albany from the DOC because they're getting away with too much shit. Away with way too much. Yeah, trap boogie 24/7 grinding. Yeah. Middle fingers up, yeah. Middle fingers up till I pull nine. Fuck 'em all. Fucking 12 fingers up. Grip my nuts and speed up in a direction. I'm hitting up the steps towards the direction. To success, gotta get it. Early morning, mix it with the batter, yeah. Pray to get my pockets fat and never sell my soul. Diggory, I'm up early getting dough, yeah. Making moves, I don't care. Driving at that Super 8 with that Super 9 on my waist. I don't want it dying, nope. I grab the 9 and grind all day, let's go, yeah. I don't care what they say about me. Cause if you run up on me, you know what's gonna happen to me. Yeah, shout out to my bread cheese. I hold it down and don't slip, you know, beef. Start to see murder, hold your head. Oh, I see murder everywhere I go. Run up on me if you want. Never judge a book by the cover. Cause you can get put under covers. Yeah, that's a fact, put under covers, yeah. Never judge a book by the covers. Never judge a book by the cover. Cause you can get put under white covers. Yeah, under white covers. Red bandana, bleed a red blood on the ground. Blue bandana, bleed a red on the ground. Middle finger to the police, they wanna try to hunt us down. Listen, true shit, if they can't get you in the streets, they gon' try to get you up top. In the system, it's some real shit. Behind closed doors, they don't know what's going on. Nope, they don't know what's going on. The truth hurts, but it's really rare. The truth hurts, but it's really rare. You just see what's really going on behind the walls. Behind the walls. I've been saying this for many years. My family shed it many f***ing tears. I've been saying this for many years. We done shed it so many tears. I'm on the wall like green, yeah. I see everything, I'm out here getting green. Trapping at the Super 8 with the Super 9 on my waist. Nope, I don't wanna grind. Nope, I don't wanna dine. I grab that 9 and grind, yeah. I see the picture clearly. Fuck the 12, fuck the 12. Middle finger to the police, polite, fuck that. They wanna try to take life, no peace, no justice. So there won't be no peace, no peace. I won't shut shit down. Triangle with the eye in it. The secret society,
wanna try to take my body. Nope, nope, never ever. So I tell myself, no, I won't stop. I ain't signing shit, bitch. I'm independent to the death trip. I make my own way, my own way. Yeah. Rank D in this bitch trick. BIC 845 and trees come trick. Let's get it.